Section 2. Аудиозапись номер 6. Exercise 28. Listen to a short interview with Neil Crane, a British writer, and circle the correct answer. You'll hear the interview twice.
Good morning, everyone. Our guest this morning is the British writer Neil Crane, the author of more than 10 books. Neil's here to promote the book, Nice to Meet You, Dear Earth, which he wrote together with his son, Kevin. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you.
So, will you tell us a bit about the book and your co-author?
Well, my son, Kevin, is a scientist, and he knows a lot of amazing facts about the Earth. So we decided to tell children about our planet. We present scientific facts in a simple way. We wrote short fairy tales about the Earth and her neighbours, the Moon and the Sun. The book is full of adventures and funny incidents that illustrate scientific ideas. In this way, the young readers will learn a lot about the solar system and its planets. For example, did you know that all the other 8 planets of the solar system were named after gods? Mars, Jupiter, etc. The Earth is the only planet that has a common name.
Really? What does it mean then?
Earth means land, ground. There are a lot of other interesting facts about our home planet, and I think that many of these facts are not common knowledge.
That's interesting. When I was a teenager, I dreamed of becoming an astronaut, but the dream never came true. I certainly continue to dream about space travel, looking at the stars at night, though I realize my chances of going there are close to zero.
Don't give up. Space tourism is getting more and more popular. So one day your childhood dream may come true.
Maybe some fine day. Getting down to the book, I would like to get a copy of it to read it to my children.
Okay, no problem. I can leave this copy for them as a present.
Well, thank you, Neil. Here, we'll break for a few minutes. It's time for the news headlines.